This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Bob Holsworth is the founder and the president of VirginiaTomorrow.com. He joins me live on the program. Bob, how are you, sir?
Yeah, I'm doing great, Coy. How are you doing?
Very good. Coming up on Wednesday, Bob, I'm going to be moderating an issues forum here in Charlottesville at the Senior Center, 1:30 in the afternoon. It's a free event open to the public. We will have incumbent Democrat Congressman Tom Perriello with independent candidate Jeff Clark, a Tea Party conservative. But Virginia Senator Robert Hurt looks like he's not going to show up. What's this all mean, Bob?
Well, Coy, what's obviously happening is that a lot of the Republicans who are running nationwide actually have these independent candidates on their right who are in the race, as you might say, or independent conservative candidates, some of whom are associated with the Tea Party. And what they don't want to do is to give these candidates legitimacy by showing up with them in debates. The problem, actually, though, is that by not showing up, they certainly get a headline the next day that they didn't show up, and you'll have the empty seat there and all of that. So it's a calculation all these campaigns have to make. My sense is a lot of these independent Tea Party candidates are going to have some trouble raising money and being on television in the latter days of the campaign. And while Robert Hurt has some really great advisors, my sense is that I might be less willing to give people the headline that I'm not showing up than to turn out in an event where that Tea Party candidate's only going to get 10 or 15, 20 minutes of time maximum at most anyway.
We're talking with Bob Holsworth. The phone lines are open at 977-1070. So if I hear you right now, if you're advising the Hurt campaign, let's pretend you've been doing this for a long time. It seems sort of almost tradition to say to the mainstream candidate, no, don't go into those debates where you have third party folks. You don't want to give them, you don't want to be ganged up on by the other two guys, and but you would tell Hurt, go, be out there.
Yeah, I might, just because of the tone of American politics today. People like people who are forthright, upfront, take on all comers, doesn't really matter. I think that's not a bad persona to have, but he really is getting the absolute conventional advice. I think the vast majority of political strategists would tell Hurt to do exactly what he's doing. It probably won't have that big an impact anyway. But my sense right now is that the public's in a mood that they want people who will take on all comers, look anybody in the eye, and tell them the truth. And so in this instance, Robert Hurt's a quality candidate. He'd acquit himself well in a one-on-one debate, in a one-on-two debate. He can take on three comers, and I still think he'd do pretty well. And my sense is that he got a pretty big boost last week when Jim McKelvey, who was really probably the most prominent Tea Party candidate in the in the primary race, who lost to Hurt, endorsed him. So I can understand why he's doing this and not showing up, but literally that's going to be the headline on Thursday, is that Robert Hurt didn't show up, and it might be an unnecessary headline.
Yeah. We're talking with Bob Holsworth. VirginiaTomorrow.com is the website. Must reading for those who want to stay informed about the latest in Virginia politics. So this is also going on in other places too, Bob. The 2nd District down at Virginia Beach has sort of a similar setup, does it not?
Yeah, it has a similar setup. I think for Scott Ridgel, who's the Republican candidate, it's actually even a little more worrisome because Kenny Golden, who is the independent candidate, had at one time been the chair of the Virginia Beach City Republicans. So he's a person who's probably, I think, better known than Jeff Clark is in the 5th. He has a larger network, and I think there's a little more concern in Virginia Beach, actually, than it is in the 5th District right now about the ultimate impact that the independent candidate could have. Particularly, they're worried about a very, very close race where one of these candidates gets 2, 3, 4% of the vote. I don't see any of these candidates getting 15 or 20% of the vote here in Virginia. I think they're going to wind up with very nominal numbers. And the question is, will those numbers make a difference? Will the race be so close that those numbers will make a real difference? I don't really think so yet, but we'll have to watch.
And both the 5th and the 2nd districts in Virginia are Republican districts. I mean, they lean to the right numbers-wise, right?
Yeah, they lean Republican. They've been represented, actually, by both Democrats and Republicans in recent years. But I would have to say that these two races are probably on the top 20 that the Republicans are looking for in terms of pickups this year. If they don't win these two races, I think the Republicans are going to be very surprised. They think these are two of the incumbents around the country that they have the best shot at getting. Tom Perriello, largely because that district is a Republican-leaning district that had a tremendous Obama surge in 08. And in 2008, Glenn Nye also won. That district is a little more mixed, but a lot of people think the discontent against the federal government is really going to be moving that district towards the Republican side in November. So these are two high-profile Republican districts, and the last thing the Republicans would want to see is not gaining those seats because of the impact that an independent conservative candidate has on the race.
It's 42 minutes after 4 p.m. here in Central Virginia, 18 before 5, 93 degrees in Central Virginia. You're listening to Charlottesville Right Now, News Radio 1070 WINA. We're talking with Bob Holsworth of VirginiaTomorrow.com. The phone lines are open at 977-1070. Greg joins us in Albemarle County. Greg, you're on with Bob Holsworth. Go right ahead.
Hey Bob. How are you?
I'm doing well, Greg. How are you doing today?
I'm just going to make a personal comment. I really feel that Clark has a right to run, but in my opinion, he's a thorn in the side for a bigger agenda, and that is that the federal government has far overreached its boundaries, and conservatives, whether they're Tea Party or Republicans, should get behind Robert Hurt, because I feel like that he can beat Mr. Perriello, and I support the Tea Party and the Republican Party, and I just feel that though Clark has a right, I wish he would step down so that we could focus on a win to help reduce the size of the federal overreach it's taken at this time. And I'm going to sign off.
Greg, hold on. Greg, stay with me one second. Do you think that Robert Hurt should participate in the forum in Charlottesville on Wednesday?
You know, I really can't make that decision for him. You know, he's probably got people that give him advice. He could be just not able to be at two places at one time. I don't know. Personally, I don't see the problem with him showing up. I can't speak for his campaign people. I, as a Republican, don't see any, you know, problem with him showing up. I've been to those where, you know, Delegate Bell and all the others, Democrats and independents, were together when Rob was running, and I didn't see any problem with everybody being there. So I don't know the reason behind it. But I see nothing wrong with him showing up
right,
there.
Right, right. Greg, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Bob, what are your thoughts of Greg's point that, you know, he supports the Tea Party and the Republican Party, and he wants Jeff Clark to step aside?
Yeah, I think there are a lot of Republicans who actually feel that way, Coy, because Robert Hurt won the primary fair and square. You can't argue with that. He entered that primary, put himself up inside the Republican Party. He had challengers who claimed that he wasn't sufficiently conservative, and ultimately the Republicans in the 5th District decided fairly overwhelmingly, not because it was a multi-candidate race, but Robert Hurt won that race pretty handily. And so they really believe that he's won that nomination fair and square, and it's time to get behind him. My sense is that's going to be very, very difficult for Jeff Clark to gain that much support during this election cycle, largely for the reasons that the caller just mentioned, that Greg just mentioned. I think they make a lot of sense to people. They're very concerned about federal overreach. They believe that Robert Hurt may represent that position 98% of the way, may not represent it absolutely 100% of the way, but I think overall they're very comfortable with Robert Hurt right now, and they believe that this election is a very important one, and sending the message to Washington by removing incumbents is more important to them right now, I think, than just the purity of an independent Tea Party candidate. Given the fact that Robert Hurt really won that nomination battle fair and square and by a sizable margin.
We're talking with Bob Holsworth. VirginiaTomorrow.com is the website. Bob joins us every Monday afternoon to talk a little Virginia politics. It's 15 minutes until 5 o'clock. So, Bob, let me ask you about the impact of national politics and what's happening in Washington on the 5th District race. I've read somewhere where somebody said, you know, it doesn't matter if Robert Hertz shows up or not in Charlottesville on Wednesday for this forum, because the debates and the forums aren't going to have anything to do with how people vote. It's going to be the national politics that will drive the elections in November.
Well, if it's national politics that drive the election in November, it's going to be a very difficult time for Tom Perriello, I think, largely because my sense is that a couple of his votes are not very popular in the district right now. Barack Obama is not very popular in the district. And if this is simply a national referendum, which a lot of people believe it's more likely to be, it's going to be a very tough time. At the same time, Tom Perriello has been an extraordinarily hardworking congressman. He's back in the district all the time when a lot of Democratic congressmen were refusing to hold town halls in their own districts because they might hear opposing point of views. Tom Perriello went right in there. He's done his best to bring dollars into the district from federal stimulus spending in order to shore up some of the places that have really been struggling economically in the district. So it's hard to suggest that Tom Perriello is not one of the hardest working, most dedicated congressmen up in Washington right now. His difficulty is that he has endorsed legislation that at the moment is very unpopular. No one can say this is a do-nothing Congress or a do-nothing president. They've passed a lot of legislation. Their challenge right now is that most of the signature legislation they passed is at least currently not very popular with the public, and I think not very popular with large swaths of the 5th District outside of the Charlottesville-Albemarle area.
Let's rejoin our conversation with Bob Holsworth, the founder and president at VirginiaTomorrow.com. Bob, you wrote an essay recently calling Virginia Arizona East. What's this all about?
Well, Coy, obviously this immigration issue is heating up nationally, and it seems that Virginia is in the forefront of it on the East Coast. We have Corey Stewart, the chairman of the Prince William County Board of Supervisors, starting a PAC, the Rule of Law PAC, in which he's essentially gearing up, you might say, for a statewide run for office by focusing on the immigration issue. It's probably one of the more creative ways, whether you like the issue or not, of a local official gaining some statewide name recognition. Governor Bob McDonnell says he's wanted to ask the federal government if he could deputize Virginia State Police in order to enforce federal immigration laws. And Ken Cuccinelli last week said that we didn't even really need an Arizona law, that existing legislation, existing rules would allow Virginia law enforcement officials, including local law enforcement officials, to ask and inquire about immigration status for people suspected of committing crimes. So what you're seeing right here, Coy, is an effort to really highlight and heighten the political saliency of this issue in Virginia. We're going to see all kinds of legislation during the upcoming General Assembly session in 2011, and the Republicans have decided they really want to run very, very hard on this issue, and we'll have to see how it works out for them.
Are we going to see Republican candidates in Virginia making this the issue come November?
Well, I think that you're going to see them talk about it. I'm not sure it's going to be the thing. Signal issue in the campaign, largely because it's going to take place in some areas where it's not a huge salient issue, some of the competitive races. But my guess is that we're going to hear more and more about this. We're going to hear about it in the congressional races. We're going to see it in the General Assembly session. It can, right now it's a very popular issue for Republicans, seems to be working in their advantage. The dilemma, however, is that whenever you target any group, you have to be very, very clear that other groups don't feel that they're targeted too. And sometimes in the past, the focus on illegal immigration hasn't always worked to the Republicans' advantage because other ethnic groups have sometimes felt that, this could be indicator of general concern that they might have about tolerance overall. So you have to be very careful about how this issue plays out politically. But right now, it is just coursing through GOP circles. They really feel it's going to play well in these upcoming congressional elections. And what you have in Virginia is a set of Republican leaders who really believe that they're going to focus on this issue far more intensely and successfully than they have in the past.
We're talking with Bob Holsworth of VirginiaTomorrow.com. Bob, interesting that Governor McDonnell disclosing that he is asking federal officials to deputize members of the Virginia State Police so that they can enforce immigration laws here in Virginia. That's big news.
Yeah, no, I think it really is. And I think it also shows you that Bob McDonnell's back in the middle of the national mix again. Because, you know, on this issue, we had the health care issue last week. He is certainly, once again, being very, very attentive to ways that he can link Virginia state government to popular sentiment on these national issues, something you might recall, Coy, he did extremely successfully during his campaign for governor in 2009. And what we're seeing right now, both on health care and on immigration, is McDonnell finding some interesting ways to link his administration to where the majority of public opinion appears to be right now on these issues.
We're talking with Bob Holsworth of VirginiaTomorrow.com. Bob, what's the very latest? Can you get us up to speed on the privatization of Virginia's ABC stores? Have we seen any movement in that?
Well, I mean, I think what we're seeing is the battle being joined between Bob McDonnell and a number of Democrats in the legislature. McDonnell basically says he's going to be able to accomplish this without any hit, essentially, to the general fund, that overall the sale of liquor is not a core service of Virginia state government, and there won't be any financial hit. Representative from your area, just today, David Toscano, came out very, very negative about this and said if, you know, McDonald wants to run the government like a business, why is he turning away one of the profit centers of Virginia state government? It begged the question a little bit, I think, of whether the government should be in this business in the first place. But what you're seeing is the Democrats really gearing up to make this a signature fight for the administration. So who would have known? But, the real major first battle between the Democrats and McDonnell may turn out to come over whiskey business.
Whiskey business. Bob Holsworth is the man, and the website is VirginiaTomorrow.com. Bob joins us every Monday afternoon to keep us updated about the very latest in the world of Virginia politics and policy. Bob, have a terrific week. Thank you, sir.
Hey, you too, Coy. You take care. Thanks again. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit sevillepodcast.com for more.